Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, Shelley and team. I'm going to speak to you about the week beginning the last day of January, 31st, on a Monday, and then ending on the 6th day of February, Sunday. Well, there is already posted the podcast for the new moon in Aquarius, which is going to arrive this week. If you are on the Eastern Standard Time, it will be Tuesday morning at 12:46 a.m. So if you're west of that, it is on the 31st, Monday. But at any rate, whenever it takes place, as I mentioned on the podcast, that is when the Lunar New Year of the Oriental Chinese people takes place, and they move into the year of the tiger, which you will have to research because I don't know a lot about Chinese astrology. I know my sign, and that's enough. So anyway, to begin with, that's the big news, and so that big news is already available to you to listen to, the whole thing, and it is really an interesting one, as Aquarius is always interesting, innovative, and eccentric. So please have a listen to that so you know what this is about and how to sort of focus your own feelings and intentions. Of course, if you don't know where that 12 degrees of Aquarius is taking place, you won't know the house of your birth chart that you have the new energy beginning in, but you can always get that if you have a reading, and you know how to do that. You go to the astrology readings page, and you look for the natal chart reading. Now, if we just look at Monday here, what we see, though, is before that new moon, the moon in Aquarius has come in at 4:43 a.m. and is spending the day in the Eastern time zone all the way to 10:25 p.m. in a square to the planetary ruler of Aquarius, Uranus, in Taurus. So it's a challenge day. It is not easy. It's something that has the idea in it of not being able to agree upon something for the future or something involving group dynamic or even a friendship issue. So not a great day for these things. Maybe some snafus in electronic land can be there. Certainly some surprising stuff happening with finance or real estate or even actual geophysical something or others that are happening under that lunar square to Uranus and Taurus. So take it easy that day as much as you can, because one of the things that's happening this week, other than the new moon, which is kind of a lowered energy, even if it's an Aquarian energy, is that Mercury is going to go direct on Thursday the 3rd, and that means that it's slowing down now. So the thinking, okay, the thinking gets less clear when we're slowing down to stop and go retrograde or to stop and go direct, and that's what's happening at the beginning of this week. So 12:46 a.m. on Tuesday morning in the Eastern time zone for the new moon, and that moon is going to a chilly, very chilly conjunction to Saturn. And that's because the sign of Aquarius taking place, and this is all Northern Hemisphere chit-chat here. Forgive me if you're listening from the Southern Hemisphere. But this Aquarian energy is about cold, static electricity kinds of feel in the air, and that's what we know it as this time of year. So the fact that the moon is going conjunction, the cold sign of Saturn, yeah, it's a chilly morning, 6:01 a.m. is when that comes in as one of the first aspects of the Lunar New Year of the Tiger. But anyway, the rest of the day is void, of course, in Aquarius. So that will be helpful after Monday and the new moon and the morning, early morning. It'll be nice for the Aquarius moon to be free, because that is a sign of freedom. So we'll feel like, you know, we can do whatever we want and it'll be fine. But there is no obstacle in the way, just the slowing down of the Mercury to keep in mind. All right, so you be the one that has a mind, because other people are definitely starting to have difficulties. On the second day, which we call Groundhog Day, and also celebrate in the cross quarter of the agricultural ancestral calendar, is called Imbolc, or Gwylfawr in Welsh. And this is the day that we consider the first day of spring. And the whether the groundhog sees that, whether he sees his shadow or not, doesn't have any effect on the constellations that are appearing in the sky and where the sun is on the horizon. So we'll go with the sky. If you're me, that's true. He's going to go with the sky. So what's going to happen, and we're starting to even experience this even now, with the coldest of cold that we have experienced down here, where I am in the temperate zone of the south, there are signs, there are sounds right now. This is the biggest sign in my area. And that's the additional bird calls that are going on, because they know by this sky and the light, you know. So they know it's getting to the point where they're going to start pairing up if they aren't matched for life. And they're going to be looking for places to put their nests. So that is happening. And then in some places, I know England is already showing photos of the snowdrops, the little white flowers that come out that herald this time. And so it will start. You'll start seeing the budding. In fact, I'm looking out at my birch tree, and I do see that the buds, which are strange-looking buds, are already out getting ready. So this is what it's like, and this is when it takes place. And so that is the second day. Although, if you are a purist, which I have started to become, not surprising with Virgo rising, right? We are looking, actually, instead of looking at the second day, we're looking for the 15th degree of Aquarius, which will be on the 4th. And so that is the story there, because it is literally cross quarter, and the quarter is 90 degrees, and so we go to the 45th degree, and that is 15 Aquarius, so you know it all now. So anyway, the day following this void of course moon is Wednesday, this second day, with the moon entering Pisces at 6 a.m. It's an absolutely lovely day. Once again, a Wednesday comes in as the best day of the week. We get the moon in Pisces sextil Mars until the evening, and then a quick Jupiter conjunction, but that should be still over an hour and a half of that uplifting and maybe humorous and nice beginning to your evening, a sextil to Uranus and Taurus, and a lovely sextil to Venus. Those are happening in the later evening, and the Venus energy comes in at 1:35 a.m. on Thursday, and that's the day, as I said, that Mercury is going direct. It's going direct in the evening. So towards the evening on Wednesday is when that station, that like definitely mind not moving, is taking place. And to have the moon in Pisces is interesting because we're in the zone of feelings with the moon in Pisces, big time feelings, and we're starting to grow in light in Pisces feelings, which are more of a psychic level than an analytical Mercury level. So if you can allow yourself to float in that day, and you know, if you have to be out and about, be very aware that other people are feeling these things, even if they don't know about it and or don't believe in it, they're actually being influenced. So this drifting energy and a little bit of structure coming in from Mars in Capricorn, but still, just be aware. You be the one that's aware. And even more so on Thursday the 3rd, because Moon in Pisces is going conjunction Neptune in Pisces until 6:54 p.m. Now, if you are a creative person doing spiritual practice, involved in music and dance, if you're that kind of an energy and that is what's going on for you, wow, what a great thing. Moon conjunction Neptune in Pisces. This is very, very high level. If you're on a high level, if you're just trying to get mundane things done, this is going to complicate the station of Mercury times more than 10, maybe times 100. So, you know, take a look at whether you really need to do those important, detailed things on Thursday. Take a pass. You know, if you're listening to this early enough in the week, you know, try and get some of that stuff done before this comes in. It will be very helpful for you if you are in the realm, again, of the psychic, of the, you know, visioning, of the, you know, if you're in a positive fantasy, you know, you're doing positive visions for the future, be aware that also Neptune can cause a lot of fearful and a lot of confusion. And that's just the way it is. Mercury comes in direct at 11:13 p.m. on Thursday. While the moon is going, changes while the moon in Pisces is going into the sextile to Mercury, and it's going direct in Capricorn. And that sextile comes in at 11:55 p.m. And of course, Mercury is not up to speed yet. Still, all in all, it's nice to have a little sextile coming in. And the moon will go into the sextile to Pluto in Capricorn until 4:41. If you need to be structured, that's your time for doing so, and that's Friday morning, 4:41 a.m. Eastern, when Moon in Pisces will be void, of course, for those of us waking up before 10 a.m. in the Eastern time zone, and anybody else waking up before then, you've got a void Moon in Pisces. And you've got Mars in Capricorn, sextile Jupiter in Pisces, so you feel really good about your prospects. But, you know, anyway, before I go on, I want to go and give you the information about how long it will take for Mercury to get up to speed. Okay, because Mercury is going direct on the 24th degree of Capricorn, and it will not leave that degree even until the 8th of February, so it's not moving very fast. It's direct, but it's not really picked up a lot of speed, and it won't really go up to its normal speed until the 11th of February. And of course, it doesn't come out of the retrograde until it gets up to the 10th degree of Aquarius, and it will do that on 24 February. What I mean by that is that it's covering the same grounds that it retrograded over. So this period is your period of looking at things from a different point of view. Going back over your thoughts and ideas and what you wanted to do and getting them sort of settled in a new idea, if that's what's coming up. And so you're waiting a little while to really take advantage of the Mercury direct in the best possible way. On Friday the 4th, the moon enters Aries, I said 9:57 a.m. Eastern, and goes for a day of square to Mars in Capricorn. Friday, I wouldn't be doing any discussions about business, career, dealing with people in power positions. No. And also, because the Sun in Aquarius is going conjunction Saturn in Aquarius until 2:05 p.m., so that's like a very negative kind of a feeling there. So just, you know, again, find other things to do. Be careful of your moving around because Mars in Capricorn is wanting to pace and Moon in Aries is, let's do it yesterday. So there could be some clashes around timing and things like that. And even in your own activity for yourself, be aware. Saturday the 5th, that aspect is clearing at 1:27 a.m. And then the moon is going to have a square to Venus in Capricorn until 8 a.m. Saturday in the Eastern time zone. So people, again, they're just not quite with it. For somebody, it's frustration personified. For somebody else, it's like, why are you bugging me? And I am taking my time. It's Saturday. So it's, you know, it's not congenial until after 8 a.m. on Saturday the 5th. But then it becomes extremely congenial. In fact, it's a terrific day to be in communication with other people and dealing with groups and looking at your goals and, you know, setting some intentions if you wish. 3:22 p.m. is the moon's sextile to Saturn in Aquarius, and then at 5:17 p.m. the moon's sextile to the Sun in Aquarius, which is the most congenial time of all. So between like 3:30 and 5 in the afternoon if you're planning something. After that, the moon is going to an aspect that doesn't complete until 7:42 a.m., and that is the moon in Aries square to direct Mercury in Capricorn. So, again, when we get the Aries-Capricorn thing, we're getting leadership issues because Aries wants to be the leader always, and then with the moon, it's an instinctive desire to be in the lead. And to do things fast. You know, the Bach flower remedy for Aries is impatience. Like, let me do it. I can do it faster myself. You know, kind of needs sometimes with that moon, that can be a need. So, I had a friend who had a moon in Aries, and you know, like, she was, like, always having to walk like extremely fast and you would be trotting to keep up with her, you know. And there wasn't necessarily a reason, like you weren't late for anything. It's just it's they can't help it because the moon is instinctive response, you see. So that's what you're getting. And when it's going into squares with Capricorn, Capricorn wants to tell you what's what. You know, you don't tell Aries what's what. It that doesn't work at all. So the moon square Mercury, 7:42 a.m. on Sunday morning is when that comes in. And you have Mars going square Chiron in Aries at 7:57 a.m. So there can be a lot of wounding if you're in communication and you're up early on Sunday the 6th. Yeah, be careful. It's a time when you can really hurt somebody or bring up one of their old wounds. So you know, try not to. But then you have until 12:21 p.m. You're still dealing with Moon in Aries. Now it's square Pluto in Capricorn. And this is when you get repercussions if you break rules, because you're an Aries moon and you've got to go faster than you're supposed to, kind of thing. So just be aware, there is a very big fist waiting if you pursue Aries moon, your predilection for your demands. Don't do it. Aries moon, void of course, after this. And now you can romp as much as you want, Aries moon. There's nobody stopping you. And then the moon will enter your nice, staid, sedate sign of Taurus at 5:52 p.m., a wonderful evening. You know, if you have something special for dinner, it'll be divine, because you're getting a moon sextile Jupiter in Pisces for your Sunday evening. Ah, that's going to feel so good after the week. We're still in the first quarter, waxing moon. Yes, and you'll be seeing that crescent in the sky. So when we get to next week, the news is, well, we do change the phase. We go from first to second quarter. There will be no major shifts or changes at this particular time. So we get to adjust and allow this Mercury slowly moving forward, you know. We'll be looking at things now. There will be the second of the Pluto and Capricorn conjunctions, the last one. For now, with Pluto, that will happen. But we won't have any of these major things. There won't be an extra podcast. So, anyway, this week, please listen to that new moon. There's so much potential if you take the potential lines in it. And some interesting things to think about, too. And I will leave you to your own setting of intentions, and I'll say goodbye for now.